Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
A better place to have a team dinner.
Christian Walker gets into one deep to left field. All the way back and gone. Walker connects. A solo home run. The first run of the game, and the Astros lead 1-0. Paredes gets into one, high and deep to left field, forget about it. 3-0 Astros, Isak Paredes with a big swing, and the Astros lead 3-0.
Ooh, you like that one, huh? Look at the Paredes.
Lance McCullers Jr. looking for his first win since September of 2022, and he has it. His Hader picks up another save. That's 17 in a row going back to last season. And his 19th career save against the Pirates. That is a new high mark against any one opponent. Christian Walker and Isak Paredes with the home run tonight. And Blummer, 986 days ago, the last time Lance won a game. And he'll feel good about this one. Astros with a 3-0 win.
Oh, yeah. There you go. That was a nice welcome home last night. Seth, like a red carpet getting rolled out for me on the way home from the airport. Amy and I landed at about 7. Once we got done dealing with the remote parking that we used, got home at about 8:30.
It makes so much sense at the beginning of your trip.
Never again. Never again. Like, Uber,
you're out there.
Bend me over, Uber. I will take you all the way to the airport.
Standing at the bus stop waiting for the rental car.
Oh.
Shuttle. Just wondering, maybe, am I in the right place?
Dude,
why are all these other people getting on buses?
Yeah, yes. Looking at my phone going, I thought I was going to get home for the last inning of this game, but I may not get home for tomorrow's game. I may not make the show on Wednesday morning, but 986 days, man. 986 days.
If there's one thing we learned this weekend after you taking a nice 6-day vacation,
mm-hmm.
is that the bullpen just is not the same when Sean does when Sean is not inside the city limits,
yeah.
or outlying region of Houston, because by the time you landed, hit Lance, was it the seventh inning yet? Or
it
no?
was. It was. By the time we landed, it was Lance had thrown the 6 shutout innings. By the time we got on the, I'm not even joking. He pitched 6 innings. By the time we got on the remote parking shuttle, Josh Hader was coming into the game. Like that's how long it took. Yeah, for the ninth inning. Yeah.
That's so the Lance McCullers obviously looking way, way, way more like the classic version of Lance McCullers that you want to see. Let me ask the listeners this.
Okay.
Let me, because I'm reading the quotes by Lance talking about how you know, just kind of waiting for that velo to tick up, be able to throw some of that old speed. Am I alone in thinking why don't we just stay at this speed and see how it goes? I don't know if Lance is aware of it or not, but his injury history is kind of speckled.
That's interesting.
Or I guess the injury history is impressive compared to other people.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, hey, man, there comes a time in your life when you gotta stop doing wind sprints and start working out on the elliptical. And there's no shame in that.
No.
Hey, let's cruise around here. You don't have to have at least this 2 or 3 miles per hour velocity that you've lost. Just keep working on your stuff. The great movement on his pitches last night. All of that. Yeah, you don't have to be throwing heaters.
No.
97 miles an hour.
Well, it's been the nice thing is it's been two in a row now. His last start, this is actually the first time I've been in this chair since that Oakland game that he threw that afternoon. I think that was my getaway day for this vacation. And he pitched 6 innings in that. He gave up 3 runs in that game. It was on a couple of homers. So he made a couple mistakes. But he struck out 12 guys in six innings in that game.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's now, as he himself has said, he's discovering who he is as a pitcher after the surgery, like he's had to do after previous surgeries. Yeah. And I'm only saying it half tongue in cheek, because obviously people are, as he discovers what kind of a pitcher he is, the rest of baseball is going to discover what type of pitcher he is and what he's leaning into. So the extra velocity will help. But man, first and foremost, on this pitching staff right now, what they need is health. And it does help that the Pirates are the second worst offense in all of baseball. So I put that disclaimer out there yesterday. It's like, listen, even if Lance does great, people are going to be saying, yeah, but it's the Pirates. I don't care.
No.
He's going up against Paul Skeens. He knows. He didn't shy away from that either. A lot of times pitchers will just say like, well, nope, it's just me against the batters. He flat out said, I'm going against Paul Skeens. I got to be sure I'm dialed in. Yeah. And he did it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think Lance, and we've known Lance for a long time. I think that type of stuff, him going against somebody else's ace, I think he's got the type of personality where that's him acknowledging that, I think, is fuel for him, you know?
He's that kind of guy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I can remember, it reminds me of a story of when Tebow Mania was going on and the Patriots were going to play the Broncos, and people said, you know, yeah, quarterbacks never admit that it's quarterback versus quarterback, but they said there was a special fire in Brady's eyes that week, and they destroyed the Broncos.
Oh, yeah, they killed him.
They just absolutely tore him apart.
Yeah, they killed him.
Yeah.
That's funny. So that was good to see. You know, look, above all else, you touched on it. Like, the health in this starting rotation is a big deal right now. I don't care who it's against, that Lance looked like that. And I'm just happy for him personally. Like, first win, as Todd Callis said, that was Todd Callis, Space City Home Network, bumping into the show there. 986 days in between regular season wins for Lance McCullers in what's been it's certainly been a trying time since coming back with the one start, the death threats, and then in the last couple days, kind of getting the curtain pulled back to some degree on what the genesis of all that was. I'm sure you guys talked about. Did that news come down yesterday while you guys were?
It came. I don't know. We talked about
you
it.
You did.
Yesterday,
okay. So the inebriated gambler that was threatening Lance
overseas.
McCullers. Overseas. Yeah.
Not just foreign, but overseas.
Right.
Because initially I thought foreign, and I thought, well, if he's in Mexico or Canada, that still doesn't make me feel that much better about it. But the fact that he's overseas somewhere, across the Atlantic or Pacific or what have you, it does feel like the guy's probably already been flagged. And the guy did apologize.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you threaten a kid, you threaten a man's children. I don't know if there's an apology you can come back from with that.
Can we
one.
Go it's get the look. Guy? Can we go?
Have you ever?
What are the
have you ever been drunk enough to threaten the lives of somebody's children?
God, no. Here's the thing. I have been. That guy was. He was labeled an inebriated gambler. I have been an inebriated gambler many, many times in my life. Never.
You're probably angry at athletes.
Yes.
Who have wronged you.
Right. Never. Yes. I've got a list. Yeah, but never have I thought to get into their DMs and threaten kids.
I remember that one time I got so drunk. I mean, you're sitting around with your buddies. You're like, remember that time I got so drunk? And I got so drunk that I sent a DM to Putin about how I was going to annihilate his country. Yeah. And said, come at me, bro.
Right.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
That was crazy how drunk I was.
That was awesome, yeah.
Yeah. I made death threats to various notable people. Yeah. And their children.
It's crazy, man.
It does, but yeah, in Lance's mind, I don't know. It feels weird to talk about it in this context. I don't mean to make it seem like the death threats were good things or whatever that could motivate somebody. But, like, he is that kind of guy that he does. He's got an ability to just hyper-focus and fixate.
Yeah.
Sometimes to his detriment, I think. Sometimes when he's rehabbing, I've always worried about Lance. From his first injury way back when.
Yeah.
Because I've seen this. Like, there's I've been this kind of guy in rehab where you just want to push so hard, and the trainers are telling you, hey, back off a little, man. All right, no, I'm telling you, you got to slow down. Like, whatever. Yes, whatever, you're soft.
Yeah.
And then, ow.
Right.
Ow.
Yeah, three times. Yeah, like it's...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is good to have Lance back, man. Like, they need him. Well, they need him badly.
And look, and Christian Walker, credit to him. Paul Skeens hadn't let up a home run since May 1st.
38 innings it had been.
Bada bing, bada boom.
That's it, man.
I think it was 38 plus innings.
It was 38. I couldn't remember how many thirds of an inning. It was 38 and change. I heard that on the post game show on my way home from the airport last night.
He had let up. I don't know if they discussed it on the post game show or not, but they had, the last time he had let up a home run, he actually let up 3 home runs in one inning.
Okay.
And as Sparky was saying that, I was like, ooh, maybe we're in for a deluge.
Yeah.
We were not. But Isak Paredes shows up with a 2-run homer.
That was cool.
Looking like he was hitting it in the Crawford boxes, and they were off to the races.
Yeah,
after
man,
that
was the two brand new corner infielders for the Astros get it done on offense, and Lance McCullers gets it done on the mound last night. That was
the nice little bit of baseball superstition that I liked was that they went to the Roberto Clemente Museum either yesterday or the day before when they got there.
Yeah.
And Christian Walker had taken everybody out to dinner there, but they got to. They got the tour of the Roberto Clemente Museum and all that. And there's, apparently, I didn't know this, you can hold one of Roberto Clemente's bats while you're there. I guess they actually let you pick it up and swing it and everything, and people think it's good luck.
Oh, okay.
So I'm guessing Christian Walker, you got to steal that bat. Let's get drunk and threaten the museum.
Oh, yes, today.
Let's get drunk and say, hey, you better watch that bat, buddy.
Be good buzz
for the show. That 38-ounce behemoth, that freaking redwood that people are swinging up
there. Here's the thing. If I'm the Pirates, so doesn't somebody on the Pirates need to step in and go, hey, guys, maybe we shouldn't be letting the opposing team touch this good luck bat the day that they play us.
I don't know if you guys have noticed, but we've been a bad franchise for a long, long time.
Since this bat.
I think pretty much since Roberto Clemente died.
Right.
And maybe Roberto would not appreciate opposing baseball players coming in and using his bat to help beat his whole team.
Very karma off of his bat to beat us. I don't want to speak for him, but I would guess he's not going to like that. Oh, this is good. The Astros, okay. So the game from last night is on the TV in our studio right now, so I get to watch Lance deal during the breaks and stuff like that. This is good. I didn't get to see it last night because we were flying.
Can you imagine, I mean, a 38-ounce bat, McGuire swung a 35-ouncer. Do you imagine Roberto Clemente on steroids? Just swinging a 42-ounce bat.
Oh, my God, up there with a club like Captain Caveman, like just gigantic, looking like Thanos. Just. Oh, that would be great. All right, so back in the saddle. Big thanks to Brandon Scott and Sean Bajani sitting in. Brandon scared me this morning, Seth. So we're up here. It's 5:45 or whatever. Brandon Scott pokes his head in the studio, like, "Hey, what's going on, man?" I'm like, "Dude, did I take another day off that I was unaware of? What are you doing up here?" But he's just up here getting ahead.
He's just up here grinding. Yeah, Brandon and Sean did a great job.
Yep.
Filling in. Had a great time with both those guys.
Good.
Not as much fun as with you, Sean.
Good, don't worry.
Don't worry, baby.
That's all right, man. It's going to be fine.
And yesterday, Sean, at the very beginning of the show, he said, "Seth, is this awkward for you?" I'm like, what the hell are you talking about, Sean? And he said, "You know, because of our potential boxing match."
I'm like, oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
And it was one of those moments where I was like, "I don't think about you at all. I had completely forgotten about it. I had 100% forgotten about it."
Oh my
God. I bowed out. So he's got. I flat out said, "Like, no, Sean. There's no way we're boxing. I'm not going to box anybody at this age.
No.
I wouldn't box a toddler.
No.
No matter how many of them deserve a good boxing.
Seth versus 100 toddlers. Who wins? that I need to see. AI, get on that right now." All right, good to be back. Really good to be back. A lot happened while I was gone that we'll get into. Shouldergate. How are we feeling about CJ Stroud not throwing at OTAs? We've now got answers from the head coach, and we will dig through this coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.